Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History. I'm your host Elise, and here's what happened on March 2nd. On this day in 1955, 9 months before Rosa Parks famously refused to give up her seat on a segregated Montgomery, Alabama bus, 15-year-old Claudette Colvin was arrested for the same act. Colvin was traveling home from school when the bus driver ordered her, along with three fellow black students, to give up their row of seats to a white passenger. While her friends obliged, Colvin refused and was forcibly removed by two police officers before being booked into an adult jail. Colvin's arrest was not the first instance of a black person in the South refusing to give up their seat on a bus to a white passenger, but it came at a pivotal moment for the civil rights movement. Activist and lawyer Fred D. Gray took Colvin on as a client with the aim of filing a federal suit to desegregate Alabama's bus system. Local civil rights leaders ultimately decided against proceeding with the case, in part because they believed Colvin's age and the fact that she had become pregnant would hurt her chances of winning the case, unlike the known community figure who soon followed in her footsteps, Rosa Parks. Parks's arrest on December 1st of the same year kicked off the successful Montgomery bus boycott, the first large-scale demonstration against segregation in the United States. Also on this day in history, in 1836, Texas declared independence from Mexico. In 1917, residents of Puerto Rico were granted U.S. citizenship. And in 1962, basketball legend Wilt Chamberlain became the first NBA player to score 100 points in a single game. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.